Hello and welcome to ArXiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArXiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into Norm Code, a semi-formal language for context-isolated AI planning on ArXiv. Why this matters now? It proposes a semi-formal language for planning that isolates context so LLM-driven workflows can be safer, more auditable, and easier to execute. We'll take two angles. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams are trying to go from chat to do the work, and that's where things get messy. When an LLM drafts a multi-step plan, say a content publishing workflow or a small ETL job, the output is often free text, ambiguous, and it changes run to run. People hack around it with JSON schemas, regex validators, per-step prompts, and manual checklists in Slack. It sort of works, but it's fragile. You also get context bleed, details from one task leaking into another, and then nobody can audit why the agent made a choice. The sticking point is repeatability and safety. Can we trust the plan, hand it to an executor, and trace exactly what happened without playing detective after the fact?
So you're saying the pain is fuzzy, shifting plans that are hard to hand off, plus context leaking across steps, and teams patch it with validators and checklists that don't scale. Got it. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
We've hit the limits of just prompt it. Context windows got bigger, so people started stuffing everything in. Requirements, data, tools, and that creates context explosion. The model mixes concerns, makes hidden assumptions, and you lose faithfulness. At the same time, orchestration got complex. Multiple tools, policies, and approvals. A semi-formal planning language is a middle ground, structured enough to be machine checkable and auditable, but flexible enough for LLMs to generate. The context isolation piece matters because it prevents information from one subtask contaminating another, which improves safety and makes execution more deterministic. It's emerging now because enterprises need traceability, policy enforcement, and predictable handoffs, not just clever prompts. At a technical level, Norm Code is a semi-formal language that an LLM outputs instead of prose when you ask it to plan. Think of it as a compact script with explicit blocks: goals, tasks, allowed tools, inputs, outputs, preconditions, postconditions, and norms, which are the rules or constraints. The distinctive part is context isolation. Each task or subplan has its own scoped context. Variables must be declared and typed to cross boundaries. Anything else is treated as leakage and gets blocked by a validator. This sits between your prompt and the executor. The LLM generates norm code. A validator checks syntax, types, and norms, and an executor runs the steps deterministically. Compared to vanilla prompting, you move from free text to machine-checkable plans. Compared to generic agents, you get explicit scoping and policy enforcement, not just tool calls with fuzzy memory. Versus classical planners like PDDL, it's lighter weight and LLM-friendly, fewer rigid formalisms, more guidance. And it goes beyond JSON schemas because it encodes semantics. Isolation, approvals, and safety constraints, not just output shape.
So basically, instead of the model handing you a paragraph with steps, it hands you a tidy blueprint with boxes, gates, and don't cross this line rules. Then a runner can execute it, and you can audit what happened. Mark, what would actually change for teams using this? In a notebook, a pipeline, or an agent orchestrator?
In real life, you'd swap your write me a plan prompt for a emit norm code for this goal prompt. In a notebook, you'd see a rendered plan, steps, inputs, expected outputs, and norms like no PII leave step 2. You get buttons like dry run, execute step, or export to Airflow Temporal. In an orchestrator, the plan compiles to tasks with human approval nodes where the norms say so. For devs, debugging changes from reading chat to reading a diffable file with line numbers. If step 3 fails, the error points to the exact block and violated norm. For handoffs, you can insert a review block so humans sign off before the model continues.
Let's ground it. If we applied it in a simple case, Mark, say a data analyst planning a small ETL, what does the user type and what do they get back?
They might type, Plan an ETL to clean marketingleads.csv, dedupe by email, join with CRM accounts via API, and load into BigQuery table leads clean. The planner returns norm code like goal, allowed tools, CSV reader, pandas ops, CRM API, BigQuery client. Task 1, load CSV with schema. Task 2, impute missing numeric with median, drop rows with null email. Task 3, dedupe on email. Task 4, join to CRM by email via accounts.read with rate limit 10 sec. Task 5, write to BQ dataset marketing table leads clean. Norms might say no raw PII in logs, no write before a dry run preview, and only the email hash may cross from dedupe to join. Immediate benefit, fewer ambiguous instructions, a dry run preview table, and a guaranteed approval point before it touches BigQuery.
So the analyst stops debating wording with the model and just runs a clear plan with a preview and guardrails. Let's push it. Mark, what about a team workflow, multiple APIs, a CMS, and role-based constraints?
A content team could request, draft, review, and publish a product update post with one licensed image, A/B test two titles, legal sign-off required before publish. Norm code returns subplans, drafting, model plus style guide, media, image generation or license search, review, editor and legal approvals, publishing, CMS API, and experiment, scheduler plus analytics. Each subplan has isolated context. The image tool can't see CMS credentials. The drafting step can't call publish. Norms enforce. Legal must approve before publish. No external links to banned domains. Images must be CC BY or stock licensed. And if safety flags are raised, halt and notify. Observability is built in. You see which subplan ran, which approval is pending, and retries are allowed only where the norms say it's idempotent.
Under the hood, that works because norm code encodes scoping and effects. Variables are typed, title variant, string, image URL, licensed media, and only declared outputs can cross contexts. The validator checks norms before execution. If legal approved is required, the executor refuses to run publish without that flag. It also blocks leakage. The draft subplan can export a summary, not the entire draft history, if that's what the norm specifies. On failure, you can replan the failing subplan with its local context only, which keeps retries safe. Every step logs pre-post conditions, so audits are straightforward.
Jamie, where would this plug into today's stacks? Prompt managers, orchestrators, policy layers, and how heavy is the lift to add it?
Three touch points. One, planning, your prompt layer, LangChain, guidance, custom, asks the LLM to output norm code. Two, validation, a parser validator checks syntax, types, and norms that can run as a guardrails OPA-style policy step. Three, execution, compile norm code to tasks in your orchestrator, Airflow, Prefect, Temporal, or your agent runner. It's not huge if you already have a tool registry and policy checks. You'll need adapters that map norm code tasks to your tool invocations and a few validators for your norms, rate limits, PII rules, approval gates.
Mark, from the developer seat, what's the actual effort and what UX helps this land well?
Start small. Define a minimal grammar and a linter so plans are readable and diffable. Build a validator that enforces your top five norms, PII handling, rate limits, approvals, environment tags, dev stage prod, and idempotency. Map the top 10 tools to norm code tasks. In the UI, add a plan preview panel in your notebook or run console with buttons, validate, dry run, execute, and request approval. Ship templates for common flows, ETL, content, customer email, and a prompt snippet like emit norm code with scoped contexts and explicit norms. Teams need a short checklist, validate locally, commit plan, run in stage, then request prod approval.
Quick follow-up, any gotchas around cost or latency when you add this planning layer?
There's an extra planning call and validation time, so expect tens to a couple hundred milliseconds for validation and one more LLM call. You usually make it back in fewer retries and safer execution. The main cost saver is determinism, fewer failed tool calls and less human rework. If latency is critical, cache plans for recurring goals and only replan when inputs or norms change.
All right, before we wrap, let's talk limits and assumptions. Jamie, can you walk us through what the authors say are the prerequisites and constraints for norm code and what future work they point to?
Sure. Prerequisites first. You need a curated set of norms, basically the rules your org cares about, and a small grammar or schema for norm code, plus a validator that can enforce both. You also need a stable tool registry with typed inputs outputs so the planner knows what's allowed. On model dependency, they tested with strong instruction following LLMs, Smaller or noisier models may struggle to consistently emit well-formed plans without few-shot examples. Assumptions. Execution fidelity matters. The executor must actually respect the plan's isolation and approvals, or the safety benefits evaporate. Scalability-wise, you're adding a planning layer and validation pass. That's typically one extra LLM call and a parser validator step. Fine for batch or human-in-the-loop flows, but not ideal for ultra-low latency real-time. Limits. Very large, cross-dependent plans can stress isolation semantics and create overhead in compilation and retries. Also, context isolation is at the planning level. If your tools bypass the executor or share state behind its back, leakage can still happen. Future work includes automating norm extraction from policy docs, better plan repair loops, tighter integration with executors for streaming and partial updates, and evaluations in more realistic, tool-heavy environments.
Put simply, you have to write the rules in the plan format up front, have a validator to check them, and use a runner that actually enforces those rules. It's great for batch or reviewable flows. It's not a magic bullet for real-time sub-second pipelines. A good start is a few repeatable workflows with a human approval step. Mark, from the org side, what does a basic rollout look like?
Pilot first. Pick one or two repeatable flows where mistakes are expensive, ETL to a warehouse or publishing to a CMS. Document your top 10 tools with types, write 10 to 15 norms that matter, PII, rate limits, approvals, environments, idempotency, and ship a linter validator in CI so every plan is checked before it runs. Process-wise, treat plans like code, code owner review, plan diffs in Git, and a short runbook for validate, dry run, execute. Monitoring, track validation pass rate, norm violations by type, and step-level success. For rollback, keep the last known good plan version and freeze it if a new one starts failing. Timeline. One sprint to stand up grammar and validator, a second sprint to map your core tools and add UI hooks, then expand to more flows once you've got stable pass-fail metrics.
Great. Jamie, what do the authors report on results? How much better did plans get versus the usual baselines?
They report higher plan validity and fewer constraint violations compared to free text plans and basic JSON schema prompting. In other words, more plans passed validation on the first try, and fewer runs leaked context across tasks. They also saw improved end-to-end execution success because the executor could rely on typed inputs, outputs, and approvals. Metrics were things like validation pass rate, constraint compliance, and leakage incidents. Some step-level correctness measures were included in controlled tasks. Overhead from the planning layer was modest relative to execution time. Important caveat, experiments were in controlled settings. Synthetic planning tasks, plus a few realistic but contained workflows, and used capable instruction-tuned models. So the gains are clear, but they haven't proven it yet at full production scale with lots of flaky tools.
Translated for listeners, expect fewer broken runs, fewer policy mistakes, and less detective work after the fact, with a small planning overhead that you likely earn back in stability. That usually means better ROI on human time and fewer reruns. Mark, reality check. What should teams expect in the wild?
Plan on a bit less than the paper numbers because your tools and norms are messier. You'll see some noisy failures early as norms get refined and users will try edge cases the benchmarks didn't cover. That said, the wins show up fast. Clearer handoffs, easier debugging, and the ability to pause at approvals without losing context. If you're regulated, have audit needs, or already run an orchestrator, you'll feel the benefits sooner. If you're doing ad hoc, one-off creative tasks, the overhead may not pay off. Closing thought, start where the cost of a mistake is high and the flow repeats weekly. That's where Normcode earns its keep.
One sentence takeaway. Normcode turns fuzzy, shifting LLM plans into structured, auditable blueprints with scoped context and enforceable rules, trading a bit of upfront setup for safer, more predictable execution. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.